Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. December 21st, 2012, by some accounts, will mark the end of the world as we know it. Seeing as that's only 9 days away, today we want to know your plans for what could be, but most likely aren't, the final 9 days of human existence. One of those things that, if you knew the world was ending, you would want to do, see, or accomplish before the end. Maybe a trip to an exotic locale, trying a vegan diet for the last week ever. Or if you're a vegan, you know, having a ham sandwich for the last week. Whatever it is, we want to hear about your end-of-the-world bucket list. Give us a call at 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop. So, what would you do if you knew the world was ending? Well, the first thing I would do is not pay my bills. And frankly, I'm thinking of putting off all my bills until the end of this month, just in case. Because, you know, if the Mayan long count does end and the world ends on the 21st, it'll at least be a month or two before the collection agencies catch up with me. So this is something that I would do. What would you do if you knew the world was going to end? Would you, I don't know. You know, one thing I would love to try, and if you want to chime in, please, don't make me wish the Mayan long count ended at 158. Let's get a couple calls in. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. One thing I would do, I saw a show once where a guy tied helium balloons to his lawn chair and took a flight. It's not a safe thing to do. But if I knew the world was ending, I would give it a try. Of course, you know, I'd be up about 10,000 feet and then they'd say, you know, we've made a mistake. It's not really ending. And then how do I get down? And Zach would shoot me down. 1-800, thank you, Zach. 1-800-348-2551. So we thought it was a good idea at the beginning of the program. And earlier today, the idea was, it seemed like a good idea. Patrick Donges is going to take your calls. And frankly, it's not working out all that well. Now, this Mayan prophecy is sparking dread and celebration worldwide. The AP has an extensive story on it. You can see it all over the web. The same story is all over the web. Clock is ticking down to December 21st, the supposed end of the Mayan calendar. And from China to California to Mexico, thousands are getting ready for what they think is going to be a fateful day. There was a movie a couple of years ago called 2012, which helped to spark all this. Terrible movie. And, you know, there were big waves taking out Los Angeles and the Himalayas were inundated. And but, you know, nowadays we have people going to a mountain in the French Pyrenees thinking an alien spaceship is inside and they'll get out on the 21st. Some people think a rogue planet called Nibiru will crash into the Earth. A couple guys in China are building arcs. Actually, one of the, according to this AP article, China's most innovative arc builder may be Yang Zongfu, a 32-year-old businessman in eastern China. He has built a vessel called Atlantis, a 3-ton yellow steel ball, 13 feet in diameter, designed to survive a volcano, tsunami, earthquake, or nuclear meltdown. Well, I don't know. I guess that's a lot of effort to go. Let's go to the phones here, and Lauren in Hamburg, New Jersey. Hi, Lauren. Ah, goodbye, Lauren. For Lauren, the Mayan long count already came. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. You know, I'd probably gather the family, get out that box DVD set of Gilligan's Island, the complete series, and sit down and watch the whole show. We could do that. What would you do, Patrick? Patrick Donges, the guy who came up with this topic. Nothing? 1-800-348-2551. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Wasn't my idea. I hope you got something. Because, you know, I don't buy into it. I'd sit with the family. We would have quality time until the end. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. I will not go to break, Zach, until we get a call that is not a dial tone. I'll read you more of the article. The phones are lighting up now. Right. Yes. Thousands of New Age adherents are expected to fill ancient sites across Mexico. Some of the hotel rooms have been booked for over a year for this. I think it's much ado about nothing. And I'm not making any plans for my bucket list. I don't have a bucket, and I don't have a list. Kay in Schuylerville, you're on.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, you're invited. I'm going to throw the biggest party you've ever been to, and I'm a great cook. You've eaten my food. I would call everybody that I haven't spoken to for a while, and I'd be sure to tell them how much I love them.
Yep.
And how much I miss them. And then I'd go in the kitchen and just make an incredible feast.
What would you make?
What wouldn't I make? What's your favorite things that's up on the list? Lots of chocolate,
yes.
Every kind of meat, fish, fowl. I'm going to bake until my stove just dies.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
But, you know, again, I said it earlier in the program, I would be afraid that I would do all this, and then they would say, well, the world's actually not going to
But end. Who cares? You've had such a good time, it doesn't matter. You pay the bill and go on, and your friends are happy. It just couldn't be better.
Kay, you make a point. Thanks for being first on the show and bailing me out here as I did my my filibuster. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551. Dave in Greenfield, you're on. Dave.
Hi. I would make amends with anybody I still have some bad karma with. I would sing a bunch of songs and I'd go stand on a hillside.
And what songs would you sing?
Oh, well, I always said that if, you know, if we went down in flames, I hadn't thought of it being this, but I'd sing the Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, and watch the fireworks?
Sure.
That's a nice plan. That's a nice plan. You don't think this is going to happen on the 21st, do you?
I don't.
Nothing that exciting happens.
No, but maybe I'll go to the store and, you know, see something exciting.
You know what would be darkly humorous is if it happened on the 22nd.
It would.
Everyone would breathe a sigh of relief, and then, bam, there comes the phantom planet. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the call.
You too.
1-800-348-2551. What would you do if the world was ending and you knew it and you wanted to meet someone or do something or visit somewhere? We want to know what's on your bucket list for the end of the world. We go to Sam in Saratoga. Sam.
Let's see. Wait, I think the first thing I would do, apparently, is to call you.
Yes, that would be a good plan, because I'll still be on the air. There'll be, you know, well, we've got one final show, and frankly, you have to go on and talk. Yeah, thanks, Sam.
I'll give you a call. And then, but you know what I think would really come down to? If I knew in 9 days we were all done,
yep,
it wouldn't even be what I would run out to do, but it would be all the things that I would not do. All the things that take all my time on a daily basis, I simply would not do. I'd spend time with my family, and it would probably stop right there.
I wouldn't.
You know what I mean? Rather than I'm going to go run and do this, it would be, you know what, I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to go here, and I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to call this person, I'm not going to go to work, I'm not going to do anything, because I don't need to anymore, because it's all ending in 9 days.
Yeah.
And I would just simply put more time into the fam, just wife, kids, and that's about as far as it would go. And I would do a whole lot of absolutely nothing for 9 days.
You know, we ought to pretend that it actually will happen, and everybody ought to do just that.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
World might be a better place. Sam, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551. Slowly, I'm gaining the hope that we're going to have some calls here and get through the whole show. For a brief time, Zach, I was getting a little, the flop sweat was already building up. George in East Hampton. George, you're on.
Hello, how are you today?
Hey, what's up?
Well, first of all, I don't think that the world's going to end.
I think
it's an absurd concept.
Yes.
And also, the people who were looking at the Mayan calendar were misreading it. As an archaeologist, I can tell you that the cycle starts over again.
Right.
But if the world were ending in 9 days, I think I'd have just the greatest party ever. Get all of my friends together, have the friends who are out of town fly in, and we'd all get together somewhere, build a big bonfire, dance around, drink a lot, and have a great time.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that's good. And no one's mentioned that they would loot or anything like that. So this is good. Everybody's positive. George, thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. 1-800-348-2551. We postulate today that the world will end in 9 days. You have 9 days to do something, or to say something, or to eat something, or travel somewhere, some place you've never gone before. Let's go to Joan Marie in Bethlehem, New York. Hello.
Okay, Actually, it's Bethel, New York, but it's okay.
Oh, it's Bethel. Hi, how are you?
Yes, Smallwood. Okay, yes, I'm fine. Actually, they found another, they led the archaeologists, it's on the internet, to another calendar. And they obviously knew this was there all the time. It's the cycling starting into a whole new era. And it's on the internet, and it's translated into English. And the interesting part about it is, what would I do if it was going to end?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
It's a good planet. It's a good life, like they say. The Christmas tree is still going to go up on the longest night of the year with a few friends. And then there's Christmas Eve. And then there's, you know, New Year's. And then there's Three Kings. It's going through the winter. I would look up at the sky. I have a good life. I have good family. And, you know, it's life. Mm. But this is a good planet.
It is a good planet.
And, you know, you have to think. Yeah, there's bad things that happen, but there's a lot of good here.
And it's the only planet we have at the moment, so...
tell me about it.
Hey, Joan Marie, thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks for the topic. Bye.
Bye now. Let's take a break, Zach, and we'll regroup and get more of your bucket list items for the apocalypse coming up on Vox Pop.
Support for WAMC comes from Albany Pro Musica, presenting A Winter Wonderland, a Christmas concert featuring classic and contemporary holiday choral music this Saturday and Sunday, albanypromusica.org. Curran Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York, providing legal and consulting services to life insurers in a changing regulatory climate, currancompliance.com. Smith College Museum of Art, presenting Second Friday, December 14th from 4 to 8, Art and Activities for All, featuring Drawn to Excellence and Monsters, with holiday gifts in the museum shop, smith.edu/artmuseum. And New England Hydroponics, on Route 10 in Southampton, Massachusetts, helping people bring plants to life since 2002, offering hydroponic supplies and indoor lighting for plants, nehydro.com.
So the Mayan long count, 5,125 years, comes to an end in 9 days. And I, for one, am not saying that it's the end of the world. Some people on the internet, they say it is the imminent end of the world. So we just had a hypothetical for you today. And the question is, what would you do if you knew the end of the world was approaching fast? And what would you take care of? What would you do that means the most to you? 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. Bill and Beacon, your turn.
Yeah, hi, Ray. I wanted to tell you that your dream of going up in the lawn chair with the balloons could be a reality, and that it was done back in the early 80s by a guy named Larry Walters, who got himself in a lot of trouble.
But I remember that,
The rules have changed since, and as a matter of fact, there's a young gentleman, John Niemora, who's done that in like about two-thirds of all the states. He's going to try to do it in every state in the union.
Somebody's actually doing this today? It doesn't seem like a very safe thing to do.
There's other people besides that young man who do it, and do it quite safely, too.
Well, I for one wouldn't do it unless I knew this was just about the end, and, you know, because, frankly, if I recall, the original guy who did it in the 70s or early 80s, he almost hit a plane, didn't he?
Well, planes saw him up there at, like, 12,000 feet, and they got very upset.
Yes, well, I can imagine.
I don't know if any of them came that near to him to hit him, but it was very disturbing for them to see him in the air at the time. But they actually, a number of years ago, between then and now, changed the regulation, and you can now do that legally. It's called ultralight aircraft.
Yeah.
And people are doing it all the time and quite safely.
Well, I have a note here from WAMC Legal Department that I am not advocating people go up in balloons and lawn chairs. But if you say that, it's on you. Hey, thanks for the call, my friend. Let's go to Sal in Latham. Sal, you're up.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I kind of don't necessarily believe that the world's going to come to an end.
Nah.
I think we're experiencing, you know, the effects, or what they were tracking was actually the galactic alignment that occurs.
Okay. And now, so refresh my memory as to what the galactic alignment is.
Basically, our solar system orbits the universe in about 27,000-year orbit. Uh-huh. And so, you know, it comes to a point where our solar system aligns with these other galaxies and the Milky Way and stuff like that.
I see.
So, you know, there are certain things that, you know, the gravitational forces and electromagnetic forces, you know, have an effect. So I think that's part of what we're seeing in regards to all this crazy weather. You know, more than just greenhouse effect.
Interesting. So there may be more forces at work.
What I'm planning on doing, and plus, you know, you're talking about you know, calculations that were made, you know, millennia ago. So I think there's like a 6 month, standard deviation that could occur.
Oh, so you think they might be off by a half a year, eh?
They could be off by a half a year, you know?
My fear is
that if this, you know, as these things do come into alignment,
yeah,
that we have a massive solar flare, and that knocks out our grid.
Oh, but that would not be good. There might be some panic.
No. Think about all the nuclear reactors we have all up and down the East Coast. How would they cool their depleted uranium stores?
All right, now, Sal, you're frightening me, so we're going to move on. But thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We go to Mike in Syracuse. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I was going to tell you that I was going to have a big party and call in sick that day, you know, go out with a bang.
Yeah.
But my boss says I can't do it because I won't get paid for the holidays because I have to work the day before and the day after. It's on a Friday.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know, I might put off my bills to the end of the month, but then what if the world doesn't end? So, you know, I guess you better go to work.
Here's the thing, another thing what the other guy was just talking about. The age of Aquarius starts on the same day at the end of the Mayan calendar because we are entering the age of Aquarius. We're leaving the age of Pisces.
All right.
These ages last 2,590 years.
All right.
And what a constellation is, and the age of is when you look to the east when the sun comes up, what you're going to see before the sun comes up is the constellation Aquarius.
Yeah.
It inhabits a 30-degree part of the circle. There's 12 constellations, which is 360 degrees, which constitutes a perfect circle.
Okay.
So we're leaving the age of Pisces. We're going into the age of Aquarius.
All right.
The Mayan calendar is actually the third Mayan calendar, and now we're going into the fourth one. We start a new calendar.
So we'll be okay then, right?
I think we will.
It's the age of Aquarius. We'll get our bell bottoms on. We'll be good to go.
That's right. They were just 40 years off during that thing, that song there, you know?
I hear you. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to David in Woodstock. David, you're up.
Hi. What I actually want to talk to you about is the concept of a reverse bucket list.
Okay.
And Sam touched on this. A reverse bucket list is things you will never do again as long as you live.
Okay.
So just to give you two examples, one is I will not engage in stupid gate. Now, stupid gate is the desire to attach the suffix gate to anything out of the ordinary. So, like, Maya gate would be an example of stupid gate.
Right.
And then the other thing that's at the very, very top of my reverse bucket list is I will never go to Las Vegas again as long as I live, which Dr. Hunter S. Thompson referred to as the savage heart of the American dream.
Have you gone before?
I have unfortunately been to Las Vegas 3 times, a total of maybe, let's see, the first time was for a couple of days, but the last 2 times, I think the second time was for an hour, and the third time was for 20 minutes. And you know, so I'm close to never again, you know, and that's my goal.
Geez, you know, that would be one that I'd actually want to go to before the end of the world.
Have you been?
No.
Don't. It's like Orlando, but a little more garish.
Ah.
I'm not as... You know, it makes my skin crawl just thinking about it.
Well, if you're listening online in Orlando, we apologize. David, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Take care.
See ya. Let's go to Nancy. Where are you calling from, Nancy? I can't quite figure out the handwriting.
Hi. I'm calling from Bleecker, New York, near Gloversville.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing the show, Ray. I really enjoy your very wry sense of humor.
Thanks for calling in. Believe me, I appreciate it more than you know. How are you?
I appreciate you doing this show. As someone who has a real bucket list, I'd like to say that all the folks who've been calling up saying they'd have a big party and have their family together and, you know, have a loving time, I really think the lesson here is that we should all do this every day.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah, that's the way we should live our lives every day, as if it were our last day.
Because you never know when the last day is going to be.
That's right, and I don't believe anything's going to happen. You know, every few years somebody gets high on a mountain and says, oh, it's going to end, and nothing's ever happened yet. And the Mayans were very smart people and way ahead of their time, but, you know, I think this last bucktoon is just the beginning of another one. So we will just appreciate life. I'm always grateful for an ordinary day.
You know what? This is great philosophy and a great message for all times. You know, I do thank the Mayans for giving us a topic for 60 minutes of the program.
So really did, didn't they?
Yeah, Nancy, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice holiday.
You too. It's 1-800-348-2551. One open line at the moment. 1-800-348-2551. Let's go over to Scott in Sunderland. Scott, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Thanks so much for the show. And I have to thank the prior caller for the softball. Mine would be actually, if I knew I had 9 days left, I'd hop a plane and I would go and climb the Matterhorn. Not to postulate, but just to climb it.
The Matterhorn. I love it.
That and they have great chocolate.
Well, good for you, man. Good, and maybe a beer over there, too. You know,
I couldn't agree more.
Fair enough. Scott, thanks a lot.
We'll see you.
See ya. 800-348-2551. If you're just tuning in, the topic is... We have discussed, you know, you've seen it all over the internet. If you can avoid it, I congratulate you. But it's this Mayan prophecy thing, you know, the end of the long count coming up in 9 days, which, you know, frankly, you know, if it was just me, I wouldn't bet a dollar that it was going to end. But if it did end, or if you knew it was coming, what would you do? What would you eat? What would you say? What would be on your bucket list if you knew the end of the world was nigh? Jessica in East Hampton. Jessica, you're on.
Hi. So I don't actually believe that the world is going to be ending in 9 days.
Fair enough.
However, if it were, I'm engaged right now, so I would want to get married and then hop on a plane and go wherever I wanted in the world, because who cares what the expenses? I don't have to pay the bill, right?
True. You could charge it. But that's the question. Where would you go?
You know, I was just thinking about that. I've been to only a couple of places. I've been to Bangladesh and I've been to Spain, which are two pretty extreme differences.
Yep.
But I think it would be really cool to go to one of the really nice, exotic, beautiful islands in the Indian Ocean.
That would be a really nice way to end it all. Sure, absolutely. Good. Well, good for you, Jessica. Let's hope it doesn't happen, though, eh?
Right.
Thank you for the call. By 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800 at times, 348-2551. And, look who's here. It's Patrick Donges. Do you have something to add?
Well, in lieu of printing them and handing them to you, I have some Facebook comments from our listeners.
Splendid.
Tommy on Facebook says, the world is going to end if we don't start taking care of it. Jeff on Facebook says, living life as I have been, besides the earth could use a good purging anyway, smiley face.
All right.
And then Tracy on Facebook says, this host guy is hilarious.
Ah, yes. Well, that, you know, it's desperation more than anything.
And you can check in, of course, at facebook.com/WAMC Radio.
Well, Patrick, thank you for stopping in. Please stop by again with more updates from the Twitter and the Facebook and whatnot. Let's go back to the phones at 800-348-2551. Zach in Saratoga. Zach.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I would just like to take a moment to say there are 9 shopping days left till the apocalypse, and it's very important to pick up your zombie preparedness kit.
Okay, now what's in your zombie preparedness kit?
Oh, absolutely. You got to have canned food. You got to have water, maybe a generator, depending on your needs, especially if you have a pump in the basement.
Yeah.
And gas to power that generator. And, you know, on the off chance that on the 21st we aren't facing down slobbering hordes of brain munchers.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a good kit going for all this weird weather we've been having.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So do you think that the brain munchers will be making their way on the 22nd?
Oh, absolutely. No question.
All right. Fair enough. Well, wear a helmet. That's always a good plan. Let's go to Judy in Holyoke. Judy. Hello, Judy. Or not. Who is this? It's nobody. Brad, what are you doing answering the phones in this manner? Let's go to Mark in Stockbridge. Mark.
Yes.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yes, and I feel not quite so fine, but we're all right.
We're okay. Yeah, I think so. I think in my situation in my life, I think back in 2003, I got laid off, and I decided, geez, I don't want to do anything. And I realized that I needed to work.
Yeah.
And so I decided to do whatever I wanted to do, and I wasn't going to get into bad situations with work. And I went back to my old profession. I sail all over the world doing relief work on ships and enjoying my life.
Wow, that's a great...
Sure, make sure I'm having fun when I work. So that's one of the things people don't do.
How much of a year would you be sailing around?
Oh, about 6 months of the year, and the rest of the year I do volunteer work. As an EMT, I volunteer for church, all kinds of things. So I spend half my time volunteering and half my time working on research vessels, working on cargo vessels, whatever seems to come up, and enjoy my life.
Well, you know what? You don't want this thing to end. You want to keep going. That sounds like a good life.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it every day.
All right, man.
If I'm not spending time with family, I'm out doing what I enjoy most.
Well, I think
what everyone should do.
You got a little bit more than 9 days left, so I think you're going to have some fun. Mark, thanks a lot. Let's go to Steve in Great Barrington. Steve.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey.
Is this Ray?
This is Ray. Who's this, Steve?
Well, yeah, this is Steve. I'm in Great Barrington.
Hello.
And I had a suggestion for what you should do before the end of the world.
What is that?
Well, I'm looking at eBay, and I'm looking at this beautiful Gibson ES-339 cherry red dot neck guitar, and it's only $15.99. I think you should put it on a credit card, and you should just go out shredding.
Wait a minute, $15,000?
No, $1,599.
Oh, a mere bag of shells, Norton. All right. Well, if the world is going to end, then I'm all over that, Steve. And, well, you're the Strat player, right?
That's correct.
All right. So you don't play the Gibsons, huh? You play the single coil?
Well, I've always been a Fender guy, but I've had my brother-in-law has a beautiful Gibson 335 that I've had on loan from time to time.
Nice. You know, I always loved, as far as the single coils go, I always used to, for years, play the Jazzmaster.
Oh, great guitar.
Oh, love that. Hey, Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Happy holidays, my friend.
You too, Ray.
All right, let's go to Zach and Sarah. Is this Zach and Saratoga? Yes. There. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to somebody or other. Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Glenn from New Paltz.
Hi, Glenn in New Paltz. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, am I on?
You are on, my friend. We okay, bypassed the screener, and you're directly on the air, so go ahead.
Okay, well, what do you want to know? Because there's several elements to this. You know, a guy named Terrence McKenna in 1972 developed this theory. He was the first guy to know about it.
Okay.
And he coordinated with the I Ching, because apparently the I Ching also has a cycle that ends at the exact same time. And to make the pieces fairly brief, the guy who talked about Vegas was really much closer to what we're talking about than he knew.
What do you mean?
Well, in physics, you know, there's a potential of what they call waves of gravity, you know.
Okay.
And there's also potentially, I'm saying you can study something without necessarily believing it. You
right.
know? So I'm not saying I'm a true believer. You
I
know?
Hear you. Sure.
They say there might be waves of probability, and this probability, what McKenna called it novelty, and novelty being change. And he took the I Ching going back thousands of years, and he charted it, and he, according to him, the I Ching on moments of great historical change, for example, the Roman Empire, the Second World War, the I Ching freaks out, you know, it shows a demonstrable change.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's really three elements to that. And McKenna is, you know, he's getting more respectable now. He's sort of a, you know, Mayakovsky kind of character, you know. But there's that, there's the I Ching element, there's the Mayan calendar element, and then there's also the astrological, you know, alignment with some kind of a, you know, apparently the planets are lined up in such a way as to be pointing to the center of the galaxy. But But that happens quite often, and nothing ever happens as far as the stars go.
Sure.
So, but, you know, so, but his theory was not the end of the world. Actually, what he was really thinking about, and what it seems to point to, if you want to call it that, is some, a little bit greater connection between thought and reality.
Ah, so a spiritual awakening of some kind?
Well, no, not spiritual. That's the whole thing. You know, the, in other words, for example, if you think about a rock and say, I want to turn that rock into a tree, it's not going to happen, right?
Well, for you.
Well, for me, right. For
right.
Me. But, and according to this idea of not only McKenna's, but other people's, it'll somehow change the relationship between the material and, I hate to use the word, the spiritual world.
All right. Well, this is a splendid point in the show to take a break, my friend. Thank you for that, and we'll be back with more calls coming up on the Vox Pop, the pre-apocalyptic edition of the show.
Support for WAMC comes from Identity Eyewear, Albany, New York. Women-owned and operated with a combined 70 years' experience, eye exams by appointment, 518-459-2638. Don Muller Gallery, Northampton, Massachusetts, specializing in jewelry, custom designs, handcrafted glass and gifts by American artists since 1978, Facebook and donmullergallery.com. And Capital Region Language Center, offering holiday gift certificates for language lessons, crlcalbany.org.
If you're just tuning in, this is not a late-night coast-to-coast broadcast. This is actually a hypothetical situation. The world, let's just say the world is ending. What would you do? What is on your so-called bucket list of things that you would like to accomplish before the end? Brought up, of course, by all the insanity all over the internet and all over the world. People are all wrapped up and concerned that the 21st is the end, according to the Mayan long count coming to an end. I'm skeptical. I admit it, but it's just a launching point for your hypothetical, what would you do? Let's go to Jamie in Newburgh. Jamie.
Yes. Well, my understanding is that the end of the world, geez. I think what I'm going to do, I have a friend on Facebook who's in China.
Yeah.
Now, today is 12-12-12, correct?
Yes.
I posted something on Facebook that today's National Sound Check Day. You know, 1-2-1-2-1-2.
Very funny. Yeah, yeah.
And he came back. He said, well, that was yesterday. And evidently, it's the 13th there right now. So what I'm going to do is the day before the world ends, I'm going to contact him, see how things have gone for him, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do then.
Brilliant. So, in other words, you think the whole apocalypse could be on a rolling plan starting in across the international dateline. Brilliant.
Well,
good thinking.
What I think really happened is the guy that was writing the manuscript ran out of ink. He got really upset. And then somebody was there with him and said, hey, listen, you just ran out of ink. It's not the end of the world.
Ah, very clever. Jamie, thanks for the call. Let's see. We go to, Kevin in Cooperstown. Kevin, you're on.
Well, hi there. First, I'd like to thank you for only putting me on hold for, you know, a few minutes out of the precious time I have left.
Oh, good.
Very nice of you.
Yep, sure.
And just a couple quick things. First, and I'll make this as delicate as I can, I think one reason you may not be getting more calls about what people actually have planned to do before the super mega apocalypse is that they may have significant others or spouses, and the sort of things they may do may not be appropriate for radio discussion.
Ah, oh, I see what you mean. Yes, well,
yeah,
you make a point.
I will leave that one at that. But then my other question is, and I don't appreciate the Mayans for not really kind of elaborating on this. Is this end of the world thing going to be an instantaneous kind of we're chugging along and then all of a sudden, bloop, it's over?
Huh.
Or is this going to be kind of a slow burn?
Well, I think it's been a slow burn for a long time, right?
Probably for quite a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, that I think would help us to make our decisions depending on kind of how much pain is involved.
Yeah.
But
well, I think the Pope is saying not to worry. NASA is saying not to worry. I think we're going to be okay. But listen, what your spouse doesn't know, your spouse doesn't know, Kevin. So you're on your own, my friend.
And that one maybe the one thing the Pope and NASA actually agree on. That's great.
Good. Great point. Kevin, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
See ya. 1-800-348-2551. A couple of open lines now. 1-800-348-2551. 17 minutes to go. And, you know, if the calls run out, then the apocalypse comes much earlier for your radio host friend. 1-800-348-2551. Judy in Holyoke. Judy.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
Good. I'm just happy to get on.
You're on.
I'm on. Thank you. I would just like to say, as a Christian, I would like to make sure that I'm right with everyone, and I would hope at the end that I could go to heaven.
That would be nice.
Isn't that different?
No, I think that's not different. That's excellent. I am entirely with you on that. Of course, you know, making right with everybody is a little tough.
Well, I know, but I want to make sure that I've gone through life. And if I have to sit down and think about it, then I can say, oh, okay, I was good to everyone, and I did all the right things, and I gave to this person, that person, and helped in church. And then when I get to the pearly gates, I wouldn't care about what happened down here.
Yeah, I guess if your faith is strong, you know, if it happens down here, it happens down here, and we move on, right?
Right.
Judy, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551, the telephone number. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Interesting program today. Shanti in Boston Spa, you're on.
Hi, yes. I understand why some say we should use this as a life lesson to live our lives as if each day is our last.
Yeah.
But I have an argument against that. I would probably be more prone to do things that aren't as morally sound, that maybe don't line up with my spiritual beliefs. For example, I might have some crazy awesome fling with whomever.
Yeah.
If I knew it was my last days. Also, I'd stop paying my bills. I'd use that money to fly back to Oklahoma where my sons live with their dad.
Yeah.
And then if I had enough money, I'm dying to go to Ireland. I'd do that. So, I mean, while in some respects we should live each day like it's our last, be with family and things like that, we also still need to have some balance of, you know, moral integrity, paying our bills and, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure that I would not pay my bills. I'm positive I would not pay my bills. And, you know, I think you make a good point. You know, there is the other side. There is that side that says, hey, let's just live with some reckless abandon for 9 days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great call, Shanti.
I probably would. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Joe in Albany. Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you, following up on that last caller, I'm putting all of my Christmas shopping off until the 23rd.
Are you really?
I see no good reason to spend all this money if there's not going to be anybody around.
You know, I do that every year. So I'm covered either way.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. I'm just sort of using it as an excuse.
You know, you're not hoping, though, that you don't have to shop, I hope.
Oh, no. For my loved ones, I'm hoping that we're all here on the 23rd.
Fair enough. All right, Joe, thanks a lot, and good luck
Thank
with
you.
The shopping. It does get crowded there toward the end of the end of the season,
I will see you in one of the local establishments, I'm sure.
I'll be the sweaty guy who looks not all that happy. That'll be me. Let's go to Heather in Burlington. Heather.
Hi. I kind of hope it happens.
What?
And I know that sounds really pessimistic and awful.
Yeah.
But I don't like the way things are headed now. And I think if we had a huge change up, then suddenly we could start over and do it right.
Well, who'll be left?
Learn from our mistake.
Who would be left to start over?
Whoever's left. Somebody's got to be left, you know? But maybe we wouldn't have such overpopulation. And maybe there wouldn't be such an emphasis on business instead of each other. And maybe, you know, and probably it won't happen, and we'll just continue on off this, whatever, not a fiscal cliff, but the insanity cliff, and, you know, nobody will have to worry about it, nobody will grow from it, but kind of hope it does happen.
Heather, congratulations. You're the first person on the program more pessimistic than me. You win valuable prizes. Thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let's go to Tim in Del Mar. Tim, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I called yesterday, and I have the belief that I, an extra one, that I also created this hour-long show today.
You did?
Well, because I put in my bid on the Man of the Year, which should have been the Maya, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I'll have to take that up with Patrick. It was Patrick's bright idea, but perhaps perhaps he heard you. That's a good point. All right, you'll get one. I'll give you 5% of nothing. How about that?
Here's my take on this. The Hopi Indians also had the same kind of thing going on, but I figure that's because they weren't that far from the Maya. It probably passed down.
Now, were the Hopis, now I'm unfamiliar, but were the Hopis in the same ballpark as far as time goes, or was it just a completely different date?
I'm not sure on the specifics, but this is on one of those, you know, history shows and on the History Channel. But
yeah.
The Egyptians also have the same date. I'm not sure exactly how that aligns up. But the Maya, they thought the sun was like a lens. And what the deal is, they also knew, they called it not the black hole, but something like that. But we line up with the black hole, and the sun lines up, and all these things line up. And so that's what that is. But
interesting.
Personally, for me, I'm going to just get myself a single malt.
Which one?
Oh, I'm not sure. Just whatever I could afford at the time.
Well, I mean, oh gosh, a nice Highland. Yeah. So prices have gone so high on the single malt now. If you look back 15, 20 years, it was relatively inexpensive. It is crazy now how much it costs.
Yeah, yeah. You can get typical brand names at $150. It's crazy. You're right.
Absolutely. But I guess if it's the end of the world, you give it a shot. Tim, thanks a lot. Let's go to Ed in Deerfield. Ed.
Yes. At 10 years old, I had heart disease, spent a year at Boston Children's. So by 15 in high school, I had a bucket list and a severe one I stuck with. From Millet, from, you know, in that age, as a we grew up with a responsibility. I spent my time in the service, got my couple of degrees afterwards, and then started the couple of businesses I wanted to. Nothing works out exactly the way you want, but I developed the bucket list at 15, and pretty much carried it out from there. That's pretty much all I have to say.
That's great.
The intensity of a year at a very young age in the hospital and the pain and the cutting-edge technology that saved my life at the time gives you a concentration that carries through the rest of your life.
How old are you now, if I might ask?
68.
Wow, that's great. So they did not even expect that you might survive at 15.
No, it was 10 years old. I was at Boston Children's Good Samaritan when Babyface Nelson in 55 escaped from the Charles Street jail down the street, and they didn't. Dr. Marcel discovered the new drugs how he could cure rheumatic fever, heart disease. Brought in the doctors from all over the world to teach them how to save children at that time from rheumatic fever.
Wow.
So I was part of a study, and there's a doctor still with. That study going on in the Boston area.
Ed, that's an inspiring story, my friend. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Dan in Eckerd. Dan, you're on.
Yes, sir. Hi. I've just I watched a lot of those, like the Doomsday Preppers and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, it's a great show. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of got hooked on it. I'm cautiously optimistic that nothing's going to happen.
Agreed.
But I'm just curious to what the people that are like that have sunk like their life savings in like underground bunkers and 10 years worth of, you know, packaged food are going to do on the 22nd when, you know, you can go to the mall or go to a movie and nothing happens.
Well, you have a heck of a party in the bunker. I mean, that's the obvious answer, right?
Yeah, but, you know, is that, do you want to spend the rest of your life, you know, how do you explain to your wife and kids, like, hey, we're living underground, but, you know, we could have died, but we didn't, you know? It's just something that kind of caught my attention.
That's right. Hey, honey, pass the easy cheese. That would be about...
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, Dan, thanks a lot. Let's go to Mike in North Adams. Mike.
How you doing?
Hey.
The whole premise of the question is very intriguing, but I'd rather go with what is rather than what if. And what if, instead of, with all due respect to religions throughout the world, instead of worrying about where we go when we die, if we just started treating each other better while we're here?
Then you have a heaven on earth, my friend. Good point.
Well, there you go.
Mike, thanks a lot. We go to John in Pittsfield. Hiya, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. That guy called about the Gibson guitar.
Yeah.
You a betting man? Because I will bet you the world doesn't end, and I'll bet they have a Gibson guitar.
You bet. Wait, hold it. You bet me that it will not end, and what?
Yes.
What was the latter part of that?
I'll bet you that Gibson guitar that the world doesn't end.
So
if the world ends, I owe you the guitar.
I see. All right. Fair enough. I think I'll pass on that.
If the world doesn't end, you owe it to me.
All right. Well, I don't. It's not mine to give away, but that's a great idea. Yeah. That's interesting. 1-800-348-2551. About 4 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go here. Still time for your call. We go over to Marcia in Ashfield. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Yeah, I found out that I'm repeating what someone else already said, that people misinterpret the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
And they say, because the Mayans never said that the world was going to end on that date.
No, as a matter of fact, the gentleman who's answering our phones now is Brad Cornelius, who produces a segment that we do called the Academic Minute. And
right.
I mentioned this the other day. One of the most popular segments of anything we have done lately is from a professor from, I believe, the University of Texas, who said, "Hey, no, wait a minute. Here's what the Mayans really said and didn't say." And you would be amazed. I've been looking at the web traffic. People all over the world are so interested in this that they have been hitting this article, this audio piece from this professor. So, yeah, I mean, he says it's just the beginning of another cycle.
That's right, correct. And, the only thing I could say is that if everything was going to end and I knew it, I would just try to, forgive everyone for anything they've ever done that's been wrong or bad. And I would like to also be forgiven.
That's true. That's true. Thank you very much for the call, Marcia. And we appreciate that. 1-800-348-2551. Well, I think we'll still be here on the 22nd. I'll do my Christmas shopping on the 24th. And we go to Philip in Saratoga. Philip, you're on.
Hi. I'm a faculty member at SUNY.
Yeah.
And our last day of the semester is the 21st.
Ah.
And I'm wondering if I should just give all my students an extension on their final paper to the 22nd and maybe save myself a whole lot of grading.
I think what you should do, I think you should make them get it done on the 15th, not grade the papers, but just cause them some extra work.
Oh,
and then
great
idea. You know what? And then you don't have to do anything for about 5 days, 6 days until the end. Have a couple of cocktails, you're good to go.
I'll just coast to the end.
Good enough. Philip, well, that's spoken like a professor. Kidding. Only kidding, Philip. Thank you for the call. 1-800-348-2551. That's a shot and an unfair shot at our friends. And Zach put me up to it. 1-800-348-2551. Let's see. We get maybe one, maybe two more calls in here before the apocalypse. That is the newscast from Patrick Donjas. Well, we'll see. All right. I guess not. Oh, I see. Brad's got somebody on the line. All right. 1-800-348-2551. Oh, Patrick's here. Patrick Donjas is here.
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Great.
So I've got some comments here on Facebook. Denise on Facebook says there are lots of things that sound good to do before the world ends. Travel, reckless abandon, living, eating and drinking too much. But in all actuality, I would make it a point to say goodbye to those I cherish and spend the rest of my time in the arms of my beloved. So there's one.
Okay.
And Roy on Facebook says, I love Brad's comment. Me, I might just let the world know that Ray Graff is, in fact, the second coming of He Who Is, all caps, the main man. I hope Ray wouldn't mind, of course, because he's very humble and private, but I feel I should finally tell the truth.
He Who Is.
He Who Is. He Who Is I Am, I guess.
I am that I am, or that's Popeye, right?
I am
what I am, and that's all that I am. Let's go to Curtis in Port Jervis. Curtis in Port Jervis, how you doing?
How's it going?
You're on.
So basically, my...
Oh, did we lose you? Curtis, give it another try here. You'll be the last one today.
Okay.
Yeah, I can still get you. Stand on a phone book.
Okay.
All right. Well.
So basically, I had a girlfriend a while back, and we were, you know, this is, we went into the whole.
Bad. Zach is telling me to. I'm sorry, Curtis and Port Jervis. That was a good start to the conversation. I had a girlfriend, and then dead air. And you know what? I wanted to hear the end of that. What a program. I got to talk to the producer about this. Support comes from Boyden and Perron, Amherst, Massachusetts, providing foreign and domestic car, truck, and SUV repair services and a Massachusetts inspection station for over 50 years. BoydenandPerron.com. Lexington Vacuum, Albany, New York, featuring Miele, Simplicity, Dyson, Electrolux, Vapori, Vapor Cleaning, Sales, Service, Repairs, LEXIVAC.com. And the digital Berkshire Eagle, an online newspaper for news and information of the Berkshires and beyond, noinkyfingers.com. Zach Malloy handled the controls. Pat and Brad answered the phones. Cue the apocalypse.